Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Wagoner delivers. Mays hits it into left field. There goes number 3,000. Willie Mays gets the 3,000 base hit. Chuck Feeney is the first to congratulate him. Ron Fairley, Stan Musial, Monty Irvin, Carl Hubbell, Gaylord Perry, the entire ball club, congratulating Willie Mays on a single to left, the 3,000th hit of his big league career.
Say, Willie, that giant kid is great. When he hits,
what a great call, Willie Mays, 3,000. He is 91 today. We couldn't think of a better guy to talk to. John Shea, of course, the great book, 24. He's got a good piece out in the Chronicle right now, where they have some interactive things that you need to see as well at the Chronicle. Giants great Willie Mays, who turns 91 Friday, is driven and upbeat as ever. Make sure that you're reading John, following John, and he joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening? How are you?
Well, hi. Happy Willie Mays birthday to you guys.
Right
say
back at
hey.
You.
Say hey.
Hey, Greg Papa, you remember that time that we were in Murph's office and Willie was there and you were hosting Cron Live and yeah. The conversation that led to that cool interview?
Yeah, I mean, of course I do. I remember it's one of the highlights of my interaction and working with the Giants is going to the Murph's office right away and I just say, is he here? And I just get rerouted because he's Willie Mays, and then they, you know, we put it all together and we did an hour and a half interview with him around. It was actually, we wanted to have it, so correct me if I'm, I think it was 2010 when we did that, correct? September of 2010. I tried to get him for his birthday that year, but he was having some eye surgery, and we wound up doing it late that year, right before the Giants went on their epic run, correct, John, to win the World Series?
Yeah, and it was supposed to be an hour, and you just kept asking questions. And we were in Murph's office, and you said, hey, Willie, and you've asked him before, said, when are you going to be on Cron Live with me? And Willie turns to me and says, well, I'll go on if he goes out with me. And I'm looking behind me. Who's here? Bonds? Is Alou here? Is McCovey here? Who's here? Cepeda? And he was pointing at me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So and you had no choice. You said, oh, yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, you were the best.
And
you
so the
best
three of us.
So is that the genesis of your great relationship with Willie, John?
I think it goes back to, you remember, I mean, he was suspended in 1979, like 2 minutes after they put him in the Hall of Fame. Bowie Kuhn, what a great commissioner he was to suspend both Mays and Mantle for their so-called dealings with casinos. I mean, who sponsors baseball now more than anything? It's casinos. And all they did was play golf and sign autographs and welcome people, whatever they did. They were PR guys for the casinos. They didn't gamble. At least May said he never did. It was part of the contract that he couldn't. So Peter Ueberroth, who just finished up working the L.A. Olympics in 84, his first gig after that is baseball commissioner replacing Bowie. And the first thing he did, biggest easy PR move of all time, is bring Mays and Mantle back into the game. Got his picture on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So that was 85, early 85. In 86, Rosen and Lurie brought him back into the organization. Then in 88, I returned to the Bay Area covering the Giants. So he was always in the clubhouse, as you know. And then in 2000, I became national baseball writer at the Chronicle, where I had a chance to step back and do stories beyond, you know, the daily grind. And obviously, anytime Willie was holding court, I was hanging out and somewhere in there and listening and soaking it all in, and started writing about him. And, you know, sure enough, over time, I guess he trusted me because he kept talking to me. And so we built a relationship that way. And then, like, 2005, I think it was, I asked him about a book, and his first response was, I'd like to see this book in classroom. So I knew right away he was in, and let's do something inspirational for kids and young adults and everybody else in the world. So that's kind of how it evolved. And then in Murph's office, I said, oh man, that was a few years later, but we still hadn't solidified it until probably 2016, 2017. But still, that was definitely a genesis to a lot of stuff for you and me, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you really were the entree in him doing it. Honestly, I asked him so many times, and he had the glaucoma, and his eyes weren't great. And even that night, it was difficult. I don't think he knew exactly where we were. He was just off surgery. But once he gets rolling, he just regales you with so many stories. But I have to thank you, because I don't think that interview happens without the relationship that you just chronicled. So it was way before 2010. So you had a big piece today, and you talked to Willie. And this is like a national holiday, honestly. I love the one line that you have in there, John. The greatest living player is history's greatest all-around player. It's so interesting, because I think of Joe DiMaggio. And Joe DiMaggio, yeah, after he retired, whenever he had a public, and he was not like Willie Mays, he's a different personality, but whenever he was introduced after he retired, he wouldn't show up if they didn't introduce him as the greatest living player. And I always wondered, is May still alive, Joe? Really? So, but when you
bring in the
greatest all-around player, let's just confine it to center fielders.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
And you mentioned Mickey. And Joe DiMaggio, you know, he's from here. He's from Richmond, San Francisco Seal, one of the most iconic figures in sports. To say that Willie's the greatest all-around player, is Mantle in that discussion? Is DiMaggio in that discussion? I mean, is Mays, we're talking, is he the best hitter of all time? No. But when you factor in all the skills, what makes you make that claim so universally? Is that the greatest living player is history's greatest all-around player.
Yeah, and DiMaggio wouldn't give a speech or agree to go to an event unless he was introduced as the greatest living ball player. Yeah. And I asked Mays about that, and he said, whatever. You know, I like Joe. What am I going to do, say, no, he's wrong? I mean, give Joe his due. But you talk about center fielders, and there have been some outstanding, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. and Mantle. But going back to Tris Speaker and Ty Cobb, and let's not forget Oscar Charleston, who played in Babe Ruth's time, but he was African-American, so we don't know as much as we should know about him. But they said he was Willie Mays before Willie Mays, because he could do it all, but he just wasn't able to play in Major League Baseball at the time and had to play in the Negro Leagues. And Mike Trout and Mookie Betts, I guess, is more of a corner outfielder now, But I say that because, well, who's the only other person in the conversation? Well, it's Babe Ruth. And Babe Ruth pitched, right? And Babe Ruth hit more home runs than other teams, right? Well, that's fine. But Willie Mays, when he got signed by the Giants in 1950, two Birmingham area newspapers projected Willie to be a major league pitcher, not a major league hitter. That's how good his arm was. And as a 17, 18, and 19-year-old with the Birmingham Black Barons, he showed that in a big ballpark at Rickwood Field down there in Birmingham, which still exists today. But I would say that his arm might have been every bit as good as Babe Ruth's. But more than that, he's played during integration and, you know, after Jackie and alongside Monty Irvin and Hank Thompson, and Babe Ruth didn't. Babe Ruth played with and against only white people. So competition wasn't as good as it could have been or should have been. So by the time Willie came along, 4 years after Jackie broke the color barrier, there were minorities on most teams. I mean, Yankees and the Red Sox, especially the Red Sox, were very slow to integrate, 1959 for Boston. But, yeah, I would say Willie because he, I mean, Babe Ruth couldn't play the outfield like Willie. He couldn't track down fly balls like Willie. He couldn't run the bases like Willie. You know, maybe hit, like Mantle, balls a long, long way. And, you know, Mays compiled 660 of them by just clearing the wall because at the Polo Grounds, nobody hit balls over the center field wall. And at Candlestick, it was almost impossible to hit a high fly ball into the wind and clear left field. So he learned and adjusted and figured it out at the Polo Grounds and used the jet stream at Candlestick. And I think if you poll most baseball fans today, they would say Willie Mays was the greatest all-around player in baseball history because no tool was better than the other. You could say Babe was a much better hitter than fielder, but you couldn't say Mays was a better hitter than fielder. You couldn't say he was a better base runner than thrower or defender or hitter or power hitter, whatever those five tools are. He's like a 10.0 or 100 plus or 80, as the scouts say, on all of them, top of the charts. So all around player. Yeah. I think there's only one that's top of the charts.
John Shea joining us at John Shea. Hey, make sure you follow him on the Chronicle. And again, you got to pick up his book. Today's a great day to do it. 24 life stories and lessons from the Say Hey Kid. So a lot of people want to know, how's he doing today? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing fine. I've been at his house a couple times in the past few days. Nice. And, you know, I kind of wrote in the story today that never ceases to amaze me how positive he always is. And he could have said, yeah, I got a bad break because, you know, his vision isn't what it was and his mobility and his body aren't what they were. But as you guys know, he always kind of turned, you know, any possible negatives into positives and takes the high road. And his whole life he's been overcoming obstacles and persevering. And, you know, from his background at Westfield, Alabama, you know, I mentioned the ballparks. He never complained about the ballparks or going into the military and losing 60, 80, 100 home runs, whatever it could have been, the wind at Candlestick, the dimensions at the Polo Grounds. But more than that is his youth and, you know, beating the odds of where he came from during poverty in the Jim Crow era and, you know, the Great Depression and, you know, parents that didn't stick together, but the dad who was always there, the aunts who were always there, he always had people in his corner, and that included the Negro Leagues and then with Monty Irvin and Leo DeRocher once he hit the major leagues. And, yeah, so he always had mentors, and then later in life he became this great mentor for all these other young African-Americans and ballplayers across the land and people everywhere. And he talked to people you'd meet on an airplane. You know, he would, yeah, you know, Willie Mays did this for me, or people you see at the ballpark or walking down the street. He's really influenced millions. And, you know, I'm including presidents and musicians, not just baseball people, but, you know, you too, Greg Papa.
No, I mean, Barack Obama. I mean, think of the lives that he has touched, and it's the effervescence of his personality. And I don't mean to denigrate Joe D. Joe D is regal in his own way, but very different, clumsy in public. Willie just lit up, and he was like, you know, he's the Say Hey Kid. He's 91 today. But to me, he makes us all feel like kids again. It was different opening day, John, that he was not there, and I texted you, and you were actually listening to that guy's show before he came out opening day and said he's not going to be there. So will he be there tonight for his birthday? Will he be there tomorrow for Buster? And before you answer, let me just – going back to our interview with Chronicle Live we did with Willie for an hour and a half in 2010, if you recall, he talked a lot – not on camera so much. We wanted to get into depth in his career and everything. But Buster Posey was – we were in the green room chatting before because the Giants had not – Buster just started to be the everyday catcher. They traded Benji in July, and Buster took off, and – they were in a little bit of a lull right then where they were starting to, you know, the front line starting pitching was starting to go sideways. And then they obviously caught the second wind in September. And and won the West, and then the rest is history. But do you recall, as you speak to what, you know, Willie's plans are for the weekend and Buster Posey Day tomorrow, I remember even back then, before Buster really did anything, Willie Mays singled out, this Buster Posey guy is special.
And you know what he liked about Buster Posey? His, you know, his presence and the fact that he didn't have a huge ego, didn't brag, but also went to all fields. I mean, as a rookie, you saw him wait on balls away and go down the line or hit the gap in right center. That's one thing Posey was always able to do, and that's what Willie really appreciated, because that was Willie, right? I mean, he used the gaps in the polo grounds to hit doubles and triples and inside the park home runs because it was so vast. And like I said, he had to use that jet stream at Candlestick because it was really hard to pull the ball unless you lined it down the line on a warm day, which was rare, without the wind blowing. But yeah, I think there's a lot of similarities between those guys. I mean, obviously Mays played longer. He got a lot more statistics, but Posey was a catcher and he didn't last as long, but that's his choice. Where Willie just wanted to play forever and he would still be playing if he could. And Posey doesn't think that way, which is fine. You got to respect both sides. People got on Willie for playing too long. People might get on Buster for not playing long enough. What are you going to do? But I think, you know, with their charities and working with kids and a couple of icons, I imagine Posey will be in the Hall of Fame. He'll probably have a statue around that ballpark. Willie's was the first, and Buster's might be next. So you could say in the history of the San Francisco Giants, maybe they're two most important figures, Mays in New York and San Francisco, and Posey certainly in San Francisco, even though Barry has the home run record and Will Clark and Jack Clark and Marichal and Perry and Cepeda and McCovey. But what did Posey deliver? What did Mays deliver? Kind of unparalleled.
No doubt about it. John, thank you so much. Always appreciate it. You can't say it enough. The book is tremendous, and we'll talk to you again at some point soon. Thanks.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
You got it, man.
Again, Shay Hay.
Yeah, great day to pick it up. 24 life stories and lessons from the Say Hey Kid, if you already haven't read it. And he's got a great piece as ever. Willie Mays is as driven and upbeat as ever. So check that out on the Chronicle. And they've got some interactive things that you can check out on the Chronicle as well. So you can properly celebrate Willie Mays 91. All right.
Incredible.
We'll get into.
And they were very different players. But the one thing that's amazing, and I noticed it when Buster retired, Willie Mays retired with a career batting average of .301. A lot more power, played a lot longer, all that.
Yeah.
Buster Posey retired with a batting average of .302.
Wow. Ha. How about that?
Buster's better.
Buster's better by a point.
Papa! You didn't mention my 660 to his 158.
That's kind of, that's a little bit different. Yeah, a little bit different.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.